What is going on? How are you?
I hope everything is going well. Sorry if I sound like I'm out of breath. I basically had to race out of work. To meet an appointment, or to get to an appointment at 5 p.m. and right now it is 4:47, 4:48. And so, I printed off your message. I was anticipating being able to read it one more time before I had to go. But I really wanted to know the name of the writing activity that you're doing. I think it's NaNoWriMo or something or another, but the premise of it basically is you are writing a novel in 30 days. I think it's 30 days. Correct me if I'm wrong, but that's impressive, okay? That's motherfucking impressive. So impressive. Just as impressive as your boyfriend trying to help you out in whatever way he can. That's fucking impressive. And so this is what's happening. I'm going to tell you how much I suck at writing in hopes that you can believe and you can give yourself proper credit for being able to take on such a difficult task and to use that as motivation to continue and to continuously work hard and to just, you know, stay motivated, keep your head above water, because you're not going to be writing a novel every single month. You're only writing a novel this month, you know, in 30 days or 60 days. Doesn't matter. The point I'm trying to make, though, is that it's an impressive feat. Very, very, very impressive feat. So here's the thing. Everybody has a passion. Everybody is motivated to do something. Everyone has like an extreme niche that they just kind of burrow themselves into and make a lot of people happy. Like, for example, an artist, alright? An artist will paint a picture, right? And he's so good. He, she, doesn't matter, is so good at painting that they inspire others to do the same, to start, you know, drawing a little bit here and there. And that's what you're doing to other people. You're self-critical of your passion, because that's what being passionate is, being self-critical of the work you are doing. When I write like an essay or a paragraph or whatever, I'm just like, yes, I accomplished this and I just never want to do it again. And then I just close it, I finish it, I save it, and I'm done. But you, on the other hand, can look at something and say, no, it's not good enough. And so you always improve. You take the time to critically analyze your work and see how it can, you know, how you can benefit it. That's fucking awesome. So awesome. That's how I feel about speaking. Speaking is my passion. It's what I enjoy to do. I wish to inspire not only this generation, but generations in the future. It's what I like. It's what I strive to do. It's what I want to do with my life. I want to just help others everywhere I go. Like, I want to step outside, talk to someone, and then leave that conversation feeling like I inspired that person. If I can do that, which I'm getting to, not everyone, but there's a lot of people that, you know, are quite content with, you know, how I talk, and it doesn't always have to be philosophical, but just, you know, being happy, being content with your life. People look at me and they're just like, wow, that's awesome. And for me, I'm like, how do I make it better? How do I reach more people? And so I'm very critical of my talent. I want to keep working on it, and I want to better it in any way, shape, and form. It's just what I enjoy to do. It's what I'm going to keep doing. Writing, you just need to keep doing. You just need to keep doing it. Don't ever stop. Don't ever stop. Writing is what is going to make you ultimately very happy in life. And never, ever, 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 ever stop. Because you know what? Life is not easy. Sorry, someone decided to break really fucking hard in front of me. You motherfucker! Okay. Let me put it this way. I have a tremendous amount of respect for you. A very high level of respect. It's the reason why I'm recording this speech to begin with. I wish for you to continue writing, not only this month, but for month and month and month in the future, years in the future. I just want you to keep doing it, because clearly it's something that you're really passionate about. Why would you ever turn your back on a passion that has rewarded you with such a beautiful talent? It's weird, you know. I would feel so bad if I knew if I knew the real potential that I have and I just ignored it. I I'd feel so guilty. It's like, yeah, I'm good at helping people, but like instead I'm just going to help myself. And so like I'm going to have that empty feeling inside of me, and I'm going to try to fill it in with, you know, material goods and, you know, superficial things that don't really matter too much. And then years will go by, and the empty feeling will still be there, but I keep trying to fill it in with other stuff. And guess what's going to happen? I'm going to have my midlife crisis. I'm going to turn 40 and say, where the fuck did my life go? I'm miserable. I'm so sad. Now, take a second to imagine yourself in that state of mind. If you could go back in time and change yourself, you would do it, wouldn't you? 100% of the people who would probably be asked that question would say yes. A resonating yes. Absolutely, I'm going to. Absolutely, I would like change my mentality and my behavior so that I could be happier now that I have reached this point in my life where I'm really, really sad. Basically, what you have to do is put yourself in that mentality. Ask yourself, could you honestly live with yourself if you just didn't, you know, if you didn't stay motivated today to, you know, work on your passion? So what I recommend to you is to just keep working at it. Never stop. Even if you feel sometimes it's hopeless, it's useless, and, you know, it becomes really difficult, you just have to remember that everything counts. You know, the funny thing is that, you know, when you end up, you know, having a career in writing or whatever involves your passion, it's not something that you think about every day. Because if you were to think about it every day, you would basically tire yourself out and say, fuck it. I do not give one little, you know what I mean? It would just tire you out. It would drain your mental sanity, and you would just be mentally exhausted at the end of the day. Use this analogy to compare it to running a marathon. When you run a marathon, you don't run a marathon thinking about 42 kilometers every time you run. You kind of get like lost in it, right? You kind of just get lost in your running, and it's just like you take it step by step. You know, you don't really think about it too much. You just kind of like say, I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. You're suffering. You're in pain. I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. You're exhausted. Your knees want to give out. I can do it. I can do it. Not, I'm 42 kilometers. 42 kilometers. 42 kilometers. Like thinking about the finish line is going to tire yourself out, and it's not going to motivate you at all. But telling yourself that you can will motivate you. And so life is just like a long fucking marathon where you just have to just say, I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. Your knees are going to get tired. You're going to be weak. People are going to, you know, really hurt your feelings, betray your trust, your friendship. I can do it. I can do it. Just keep that mentality in mind. I can do it. I can do it. Because you can do it. You know, why else would I be recording this speech for you if I didn't believe in you? Like, you got to remember is that there is extrinsic motivation, or motivation, and then there is intrinsic motivation. What I am doing for you is intrinsic motivation. I'm doing this to better your well-being. But I'm also a little bit selfish. I have a little bit of motive myself. I enjoy kind words that are given to me. I thrive on them. It gives me the fuel to continue what I love so much, right? It's almost like someone listening or someone like reading your story and saying, wow, that's fucking awesome. And then you're just going to be like, oh, thank you. Now I'm motivated to continue. So that's my fuel to keep going. My fuel to continue and run my marathon is not, it comes from you guys, not from me. Even though I am like a hub, I am filled to the brim with the kindness of people like you and your amazing boyfriend. So continue and enjoy what you do. Seriously, just enjoy it. Have fun. Life is not meant to be overly complex. Life is already complex as it is. Just don't complicate it even more by adding complexities that shouldn't even be there. You know, enjoy, find what you enjoy, keep doing what you enjoy, and one day you'll look back and say, I'm so happy that I was able to, you know, continue to do what has rewarded me so much, which would be your writing. So, you know, try not to think of the end too much. Try not to think about the end of your 30 days. Just, you know, little by little. Just take it step by step, word by word, letter by letter. I don't think I can go anything less than that. So just keep smiling. Put your trust in the people who really do care about you, and you're good to go. You are absolutely good to go. And so I wish you goodbye.
I'm going to be late for my appointment, which kind of fucking sucks. But what I really have to do right now is just go and call this guy and tell him that I'm going to be a little bit late. And so, I hope you do well. I really want to actually read your story. Even though I have ADD, it's really hard for me to focus. I'll put a good amount of effort into reading your story, and I might not get it the first or second or third time, but I do want to read it, because clearly it's something that makes you happy, and I want to know about it. And I hope you take care. See you later!